I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Nobel Peace recipient Maria Corina Machado has emerged in Oslo, Norway, after fleeing Venezuela. She says she appreciates President Donald Trump.
Look, I absolutely support President Trump's strategy, and we, the Venezuelan people, are very grateful to him and to his administration.
In the CBS 60 Minutes interview, she reiterates she dedicates her Nobel Award to him. This fuels an interesting debate for the United States. How far will it become involved? Let's go through it. The U.S. has slowly been increasing activity in the seas outside Venezuela, the destruction of small boats and its crews, and now the seizure of a large oil tanker. Machado says this oil and arms are what is supporting the Maduro regime with help from dictators around the globe.
This is a very complex criminal structure that has turned Venezuela into a safe haven of international crime and terrorist activities, starting with Russia, Iran, Cuba, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Colombian guerrilla, the drug cartels, operating freely and directed in partnership with Maduro and his regime.
So she says on CBS that the drugs end up in the U.S., and the oil goes to help world's dictators while monies Maduro gets fund gangs and the effort to persecute and kill Venezuelan citizens. She says while she would not like to see U.S. ground troops on Venezuelan soil, she welcomes blockades.
We want every legal action through law enforcement approach, not only from the United States, also from other Caribbean, Latin American, and European countries that further block the illegal activities of the regime.
So we get an idea of why she wants Trump support so desperately and would dedicate her Peace Prize to him. But what now about the U.S.? The boarding of a foreign vessel, like the tanker, is an unusual move. Strikes against more than 20 boats in the Caribbean and Pacific Ocean, unusual for the U.S. But the administration seems to be finding there are certainly fewer constitutional issues at sea than in a land invasion. And the Trump administration seemingly has relished the takeover of the tanker, with the president saying the U.S. boarded a, quote, large tanker, very large, the largest one ever seized, actually. And Attorney General Pam Bondi releasing a video of U.S. personnel rappelling onto its decks from a helicopter. So, questions. The Trump administration has said no foreign wars. America first. But if the drugs and arms from Venezuela are ending up in the U.S., is this America first, or is it a foreign war? How will Congress react? Does Marina Corina Machado make a compelling case for receiving U.S. help? Should the U.S. set up blockades with the understanding that this could inflame tensions with Russia, Iran, North Korea, Hamas, Hezbollah, and others who need the oil supplies from Venezuela? This is a very complex one. What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.